if I would have listened to her, which I didn't, thank goodness, I would have probably resented her the rest of my life.
This is the playbook.
Most people pay attention and give attention to what they don't want, what's missing, or what other people want for them. What's missing, what they don't want, and what other people want for them. And then they resent the people that wanted it for them, even if they love them. I remember when I came out of law school, I got a job as an oil and gas litigator, $150,000 a year. And I also, because I wanted to be rich, I always kept my options open. So I got in 1992 a job offer to sell the internet, legal research online. And I went to my mom, who obviously was my advisor, the one who cared most about me, my only trusted person in my life that was always there for me. And I said, "Mom, what job should I take?" Without blinking, she said, "You got to be a lawyer. This internet thing, it's a fad. It's not going to work. You're going to make a huge mistake." Just because somebody loves you doesn't mean they give you good advice. If I would have listened to her, which I didn't, thank goodness, I would have probably resented her the rest of my life. Instead, I was a millionaire 9 months out of law school. We sold the company for $3.4 billion in 1995, when there wasn't many billion-dollar companies, and my career took a complete accelerated trajectory that changed my life. But yet, the person who loved me the most would have inhibited that or stopped that completely. You have to focus in on what you want, who can help you, and who you can help by finding the people that are in the situation that you want to be in, and figure out how to get it done by paying attention to and giving intention to the coincidences that you want. Not what they want, not what's missing, and what you don't want.
I don't care how my mom feels about my life decisions, my dad, my blog, my college friends. I just don't care anymore because I'm literally in college debt because of this choice you made to make my family.
I literally started finding my own frequency. And here's the handful of sand analogy. All those people that love you, and they do, man, they care a lot about you, and you gotta draw from that inspiration. It's like a handful of sand. Well, my mom, I'm 51 years old, my mom still gives me advice. And I still have to go back to center. But I literally take a handful of sand and I listen. You know, "Oh, you shouldn't travel so much. You know, you need to play golf more," or whatever advice. And I'm like, handful of sand. And then every once in a while, someone tells me something. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds. Be kind, not right. Be of service. Provide value. Put profitability first. When you make a decision, we live on this earth, so do an economic analysis of it. So I listen to everyone's advice. I just let most of it fall through my hand if it's not aligned with what I want, who I can help, and how to best get it done. And then I prioritize accordingly the advice that I'm giving according to the what, the who, and how, which allows me to clear all that fear, interference that, "Oh, nobody thinks I can do this." Let me tell you something about nobody thinks you can do this. Nobody gives a fuck. That's the difference. It's not that they don't think you can do it. It's that they don't really care. And so it's just easier to tell you that you can't do it because they can do it. But they don't care. They don't care. They legitimately do not care if you do it or if you don't. As much as I applaud Jeff Bezos, truth is it doesn't affect my life at all how successful he is or if he would have failed. And we take this personally that, "Oh, they, you know, my mom wants the best." No, my mom wants me to be happy, healthy, appreciate her, and love her. It doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, tall or short, whatever. And the same with everyone else. No one gives a flying about your business success. So you need to focus in on what you want, because you should care about what? Consistently, persistently pursuing your potential and enjoying that pursuit. Because then you're happy, more likely healthy, more likely wealthy and worthy when you do that.